This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the caveat, because it's been a while, the caveat here is that the stock market is not the economy. To Wall Street we go for our third story today. Not stocks themselves, but the risk tolerance surrounding them. We got an interesting snapshot this week of how U.S. equity managers see things right now. S&P Global's Investment Manager Index Survey shows that, quote, U.S. equity investors have grown increasingly risk-averse amid concerns that stocks are too expensive. And then it goes on to say that most sectors have fallen out of favor with investors, even though the S&P itself is up about 25% from its October 2022 low. So, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman talked to a bunch of investment types today to find out exactly what's going on.
A bull market raged through the first half of this year as tech giants that had downsized post-pandemic rushed headlong into the AI boom, says Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial.
The largest portion of the surge in the market came from big tech. And that is always worrisome because it pushed up valuations markedly.
And those high valuations are now spooking investment managers. Sam Stovall at CFRA Research says there are multiple forces pressuring stocks.
Investors sort of feel like a kung fu master who have to parry all of these spears being thrown from a variety of directions because, you know, it's not just the Fed, but it is also some geopolitical issues.
Like China's weakness, the war in Ukraine. But right now, the Fed's playing the biggest role. There's increasing anticipation the Fed will raise interest rates at least one more time to fight inflation. And higher interest rates are pushing investors away from stocks and into bonds, says Gary Schlossberg at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
When interest rates go up, bond prices go down. They look increasingly attractive because those prices are becoming cheaper and cheaper relative to stocks.
Ironically, the biggest risk going forward is if the economy remains too strong, says Sam Stovall.
We're getting good economic news, which could translate to bad Fed and market activities. If the Fed continues to raise rates, does that increase the likelihood of a recession in 2024?
If that happens, it'll certainly be bad for stocks, at least for a while. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.